We're going to talk about the dark night of the soul. When you're living what is called a normal life, and you hear this phrase, the dark night of the soul, you have an idea of what it is. You think you know what it is. A difficult time through which you will emerge. So you have this idea. You're living your life, you're engaged in life, and you're looking. What you don't realize is when you enter this phase, the dark night of the soul, you don't really know that you're in the dark night of the soul because your idea of what it is isn't what you're experiencing. What you're experiencing is much more devastating. When you look ahead to the dark night of the soul, you imagine you being in the dark night of the soul. But when you're in that phase, you don't realize you, as you know yourself, are not in there. You, as you know yourself, has dissolved into something else, and you don't know what this something else is. So in the dark night of the soul, not only do you not know what's happening, you don't know to whom it is happening. You've lost your reference. You can't clearly see who you are, or, even more devastating, you can't see your way out. And what's devastating about not seeing your way out is you can't see your way back either. You know there's no way back. So the one that's experiencing this doesn't know who is the one who is experiencing this. It's really lost. Now, me saying that is not describing what it is. What it is beyond description. You just can't get a hold on anything. And so what the mind does, it goes to something familiar. Oh, I am depressed. And then it works with depression. But it's not the normal depression. Yes, depression is there on a human level, but it's something else. Because what is happening in the dark night of the soul is nothing works. Before that phase, you were tied up in your life, in achieving, in money and relationships and family and children and getting approval and avoiding disapproval. And all that kept you occupied. You were trying to manipulate it and change it and control it. And then you get to a phase where none of that is working. You've gone into this, it's like the center of the cyclone, a stillness. Everything's whirling around on the outside, and you're in this stillness. And it feels hopeless. And you feel as though you can't go back, even if you wanted to, and there's no way forward. And it looks like forever. And in a way, it is forever. Until you see it as forever, you are stuck there. When you see it forever, something very, let's say, magical happens. Oh, this is where I am. This is how it is. And I don't know to whom it is this way. I have no longer a firm and resolute identity of myself. It's the very person that's trying to define my state is dissolving. Not only the state, but the person that is attempting to define something, to have something certain, to have something sure, stable, safe, secure, predictable, it's all gone. In fact, everything's gone. I really don't know anything anymore. Now, when you acknowledge that, then the stillness, the peace that passeth all understanding. And then, again, it's abstract, but you are no longer in the dark night of the soul, and you are no longer out of it. It's just the whole thing dissolves into now. Just now, just as it is. And in a way, the cyclone, the whirlwind, the hurricane is still there. You can feel it on the periphery, roaring and tearing around, and going here and going there, and trying to be this and not trying to be that, trying to be useful, trying to contribute, avoiding being hopeless, useless, a failure. It's all going on around. And in the dark night of the soul, as soon as you say, yes, this is how it appears to be, and I can't even connect with the person that is saying that, that is realizing that, everything is dissolving. A stillness. The peace that passeth all understanding. Being one with the hidden harmony. And suddenly a whole new perspective. And then it's very difficult to describe this because you are no longer separate. You have a realization that separateness is an illusion. There is only one. But you can't describe that to yourself, because as soon as you try to, you go to the mind that works in duality. The mind cannot describe the one. You know you are one with the trees, you are one with the birds, you are one with the chair you're sitting on, and you're one with everybody. And suddenly, just listen, in one way, there's a tremendous loneliness. You don't know anyone else that is seeing, experiencing this way. You feel totally, totally alone. And yet, at the same time, I know the mind can't comprehend this, at the same time, you know there's no such thing as being alone. You're one with everything, and everything's one with you. You walk down the street, nobody looks you in the eyes, nobody sees you, and even if they had their eyes turned towards you, you know they're not seeing you. They're so involved in what they're thinking and doing, they're so unconscious, they don't see you, and yet you know you are one with them. And you love them, and you care for them, and you see the state they're in, their discomfort they're in, and they don't know what you know. When I say know, I don't mean know as in the mind. I mean as in knowingness, that there is only one. We are all together with each other and everything. So there's a tremendous aloneness. Not lonely, because lonely is looking for something. But in this state, you're not looking for anything, because there's nothing to look for. Thou art that. You are one with it. And there can be a little nostalgia. Oh, those times when we used to, when I could escape to, when I was, and in a way you forget that the discomfort of what it was like there, and you just remember the good parts. And when you are with, totally being with, which we'll call accepting the dark night of the soul, it's no longer dark. And it's not light. It's beyond dark. It's beyond light. It's unexplainable through the mind. And yet, in that state, you feel the magnificence of everything. And listen, everybody, no matter what their behavior. Now how awful and cruel they seem to be with each other and to themselves. You know. You don't know how you know, and you don't know even who it is that knows. There's just this unexplained sense of absolute perfection in every moment, just as it is. How to be practical with this? You've heard it often. Keep disconnecting from the thoughts of the mind. The mind is hell. I mean that. It's hell. And it's not trying to put you in hell. It's trying to look after you. Keep you as you need to be experiencing what you need to experience. And every now and again, it'll bring up something useful. Don't go there. Don't do this. Do this. Listen to that. Because they're clearer. They're different. But the normal process of the mind is hell. Don't go there. It's the past projected to the future, and there's no such thing. So every time the mind brings up something that isn't relevant to this very moment, disconnect, disconnect. How do you disconnect? What can you hear? What can you see? What can you taste? What can you touch? What can you sense? Here, now, in this very moment. Listen. In this very moment. Not what you're going to do with what you're getting from listening to this in this moment, but what are you getting in this very moment? The stillness that's still moving.